Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. So glad that I am back, trying to provide as much content as possible, staying on top of it, and I hope that it's at least moderately interesting. This week, I thought I would give you a glimpse into my Divine Feminine Seership class. You know, the whole point of this class is to work with that realm to enhance your sight, but also to really make a connection and have a partnership with the Divine Feminine. And one of the things that we do in this class is work within the realm of the imagination. Many people probably don't really think that your imagination is what connects you to the realm of spirit, but it actually does. So we want to spend as much time exercising our imagination, and it is definitely what you could term sacred play. What I'm doing today is giving you an exercise where once you're ready, sit down, have a glass of water, clear your energy. You'll hear my spiel at the beginning of the next half of this episode where I talk about again why it's so important to make some time to sit with your imagination, have a little bit of fun. But maybe unbeknownst to you, when you actually sit down to do this, you're opening a door and you're allowing a space for spirit to enter. So don't be surprised if while I am guiding you today, all of a sudden things start happening that I am not dictating, that I am not telling you to do. Various spirits might appear, various goddesses might appear. I actually left it very open so that any goddess could come in. That's in alignment with your higher self, of course. All right, we don't want any rogue energies up in there. But it's a fun exercise. It's a healing exercise with the goddess realm. And I wanted to show you or give you a glimpse of how I work. If you've ever worked with me before, you know that I have a lot of structure, and there's a lot of method to the madness. But my goal is to connect you and to make the class experiential, right? It's one thing to read material and accrue information, but it's another to have the experience. That's where most learning comes from. So I try to do that in all of my classes. Anyway, to not go on so long here, I'm very excited for you. If a couple of different, let's say, goddesses step forward and want to take you into a different direction, then please, by all means, do that. Do not stick to what I am telling you. I have many people who tell the goddesses, no, I have to do it this way. No, you really don't. If they're there for a reason. Trust that, right? Your journey is going to be different than mine and everybody else's. So please, go with the flow of the exercise. But if you've been needing some therapy, support, some form of healing, whether it's mind, body, soul, the goddesses are coming forth to help you with this today. I'm excited for you, and I really hope that if you do sit down and do this, that you email me your experiences, you somehow get in contact with me to share your stories with me. I love these. The more stories I get, of course, I would love permission to read them on the show so other people know, because I think community is very important. And of course, I'm thinking of trying to find a way to build that somehow within my very limited time that I have available. But I know how important that is. Anyway, I'm going on and on and on. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I hope these episodes have been helpful. Last thing I'm going to say before I turn you over to the actual exercise and what I teach in this class is I have this feeling in my gut. Many people are looking forward to more channeling episodes from the goddesses, and yes, it is on my radar. It's just time is very, very tough right now. So I'm doing my best to at least put out quality episodes, but that is my overarching goal. I have not forgotten, and would love to share more of their messages with you. With that said, everybody, I think for the first few minutes, you'll hear me talk about what the point of the exercise is, but then I'm going to be guiding you through. So get into a comfortable position, get your water, get your sage, Florida water, whatever it is that you use for cleansing. And I'm excited to hear your stories, so please do share. All right, everybody, talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hi, everybody. I hope you are doing well today, whether you're meeting me in the morning, afternoon, and evening. So today's exercise is going to be one that is more exploratory. So whenever we're doing any work to sharpen our sight or even to open and expand our third eye, we do have to work within the heart, which we spent quite a bit of time doing in this class, but we also have to work in the imaginary realm, right? So what's so great about this, and a lot of people have hangups when I talk about, let's work with the imagination, because then they're like, well, I'm making it up. It's not real. Well, what we're doing is actually meeting spirit halfway. And what I mean is we have an intention that we want to set. And our intention today is to explore a realm, which we'll see which one we're doing today. And then we are going to be taken up to that realm, invited into that realm, but the rest of it will kind of be a little bit out of our control, not fully, but partially. So whether we're working with the angels or we're working with the goddesses, or if we're going to ancient Greece or Rome or wherever, I will still guide you through. However, what you will see will kind of take on a life of its own, and any spirit that wishes to approach and take you somewhere, guide you to a process or talk to you about something, that's where spirit is meeting you. So it's like we're creating a space for spirit to come and meet and commune with us and share information and show us things, teach us, guide us, help us, and support us. So it's important that we get the juices going, but we have to also participate. And our level of participation is, of course, doing the meditation, right? And then allowing, creating a space for the spirit to come by invoking them and by imagining just a little bit where we're going. We don't need to create the whole thing. We're only creating this much. So I wanted to state this just in case you have some hesitations or you have a lot of doubt when we do this work. You'll probably be seeing this video many, many times, just FYI. So by the time you see it the second time, feel free to fast forward. But we're going to be exploring a realm today. I'm really excited for you. And again, this is just to get the juice is going up there. So as always, we're going to start with our same process. We're going to breathe, we're going to ground, we're going to clear, we're going to protect. And then as always, depending on the realms we're going to today, we're either going to go up or we're going to go down. All right. So if you need to dim the lights, that's completely fine. If you prefer a blindfold, that works pretty well. But either way, it's nice to have your feet flat on the ground. I know some people prefer to lay down, and that's fine too, as long as you can imagine yourself grounded. That's all that's kind of required anyway. So let's always begin by taking a deep breath in through the nose, and let's exhale through the mouth. We just want to get super relaxed. The more relaxed we are, the better, what's the word I wanted to use? The better experience you're going to have, because it creates little resistance. So again, let's breathe in through the nose and let's exhale through the mouth. We'll do this a few more times because I'm doing this with you guys. So I'm having the experience too. I'm guiding you. So let's breathe in through the nose and let's exhale through the mouth. And let's breathe in again through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Let's close our eyes and let's bring our attention to the lower half of our body, our legs, knees, our calves, our ankles, our feet. And let's imagine that they are turning into very thick tree roots. And let's watch in our mind's eye or our imagination as these roots begin to move on the top soil of the surface of the earth. And then slowly start to push through the surface of the earth, push through the soil, and your roots are going to start to go deep, deep down into the soil, down, 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 slowly going down, pushing through the dirt. And the deeper your roots go, the more clay-like the soil becomes. And slowly we're approaching that level of clay where our roots just cannot expand or go any further, and then they stop, which is perfect for us because they are now anchored into the center of the earth. I want you to bring your attention to, of course, your center channel. Remember, you have all of your chakras aligned with this channel. So just see that in your mind's eye as well. You have two nadis that overlap each other, going across your inner channel. So at this time, I want you to imagine somebody at the top of your center channel pouring down liquid white light. And just imagine this liquid white light coming down. And as it goes down, it passes each chakra and it's going to pull out any debris, any blocks, and push them down. All the way down past each chakra, going down, down, down. Pushing everything out on the other end of this channel, released through the other end. Remember, it goes through the root chakra and then there's an opening below, and all of that gunk is going to be released below, clearing you out. That same spirit now is going to pour white light into both of your nadis, and you're going to see this white light start to move down. It could be very luminescent, pearlescent, as it starts to move down. Clear, clear, clear your channels. All right, let's bring our attention back to the top of our head. And this time we're going to see that same spirit pour down liquid green light. Green light is always healing. So you want to see this green light go down, down, down through our center channel. It's going to cover and fill in each chakra as it passes. And the same spirit now is going to pour down green light through your other nadis as they are crossing. Let's bring our attention back up to the top of our head, and this time we're going to see that same spirit pour down liquid gold light. And we're going to watch as this gold light starts to move down, very bright illuminated light, and it's going to cover each chakra as it passes. We're going to see the same spirit now pour down this liquid gold light down your other nadis. Just watch as they're filled in with this very bright, illuminated gold light. Take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. I want you now to put your protective shield around your body. Whichever you choose is fine, as long as it's reinforced from the inside out. Fantastic. All right, let's keep our eyes closed. And just for your awareness, today we're going to go to one of the goddess healing temples. It's going to definitely be an experience for you today. I'm excited for you to do this, and I'm excited for me to do this with you. So as we have been doing with the other exercises, and this is for the sake of consistency and to build a habit here and also to ingrain this in your mind so you know how to do this without me, I want you to imagine that you're standing in front of a golden staircase. Okay, it's a golden, beautiful staircase that leads us all the way up 50 steps. And I'm going to count you up there to this beautiful golden door. And behind that door are the goddess realms. And there's going to be one realm in particular that's in alignment with you that we're going to be connecting with today. So let's go ahead and climb our way up these steps. And I'm going to count you there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Now we are here at the top of the staircase, and there's a beautiful door in front of us. So for our purposes today, we're going to be working with the goddess healing realms, and we're going to be taken to a special goddess temple. So on the count of three, we're going to open the door, and we are going to be welcomed into this space of the goddesses. And again, I am not sure which realm in terms of the divine feminine realm will pull you in. It could be Egyptian, it could be celestial, it could be Greek, it could be Roman, it could be Mesopotamian, but whatever it is, we are going to go with it for you. So let's get ready to open this door. One, two, three. Let's walk on through. And as you see, there should be temples, especially one specific temple ahead. And there might be waterfalls, there might be pools of water, lights, gardens, very luscious. And so a goddess who is a priestess of healing is going to come over and approach you. And I want you to thank her for allowing you to be in this space and to receive the healing. And I really want your eyes to capture what the surrounding looks like. What does it smell like? What are the sounds? What are all the colors? Is it nature? Is it more architectural? She is going to take your hand and guide you into the temple. And just pay attention as you're walking. Take a look at your surroundings. What does the sky look like? What color is it? Are there moons? Are there suns? Are there planets nearby? Are there stars? Let your eyes wander. She's going to now take you into this temple, and there will be other high healing priestesses there, many of them, who look at you and greet you for being there. You may hear singing in that space. You may see a bunch of candles. There might be a specific scent, maybe frankincense, myrrh. Maybe you smell lavender. Maybe it's sage. The priestesses are going to start singing and swaying, and they're going to take your hand and ask you to dance with them as they are dancing to a healing sound. And just flow with them as they do this. As you are swaying and moving back and forth, a few of the priestesses are going to prepare a mixture for you. A very healing cocktail for your soul. And when they finish preparing it, they're going to ask you to drink and give gratitude for their preparation and for their consideration of you. Now a few of the priestesses are going to guide you to a pool. They're going to guide you down into the water, and there's candles all over the place. There might be rose petals in the water. And yes, you are going to go in with your clothes on, and that's completely fine. And they are all singing, and they intend to heal, cleanse, and purify you. So they may ask to dunk you in the water as they sing, and then raise you up and dunk you again for purification as they sing, and raise you up and dunk you once more as they sing. And then they will help you to rise up out of the water. And they are going to lead you to a healing table and ask you to lay on the table near a fire so that you're warm. another group of ladies are going to scurry to you, and they have bowls in their hands of mixture and oil. And they are going to start rubbing your arms with oil, rubbing your feet with oil, rubbing your legs and your face and neck with oil, slathering it on. As they are all singing in the background, you may hear crystal bowls, you may hear chimes or bells. And now they are going to spread spices on you, spices and rose petals all over you as they are singing, to cleanse you, to purify, to uplift. They are going to infuse this with heart loving energy. And now all of the priestesses are going to come around you, and they're all going to place their hands on you, and they are going to sing with their eyes closed, and they are going to infuse within you love from their hearts, their energy, their loving energy into your body, into your heart. There will be another priestess who has her hands on your head, and she will also infuse your mind and your third eye with very bright loving light. They may still be singing and dancing and swaying all around. Allow yourself to soak this in, breathe it in, allow their light to infuse your body, every dimension of it, every aspect, every thought that you weave together will be lined with loving thoughts. A couple of priestesses may take your hands and infuse their energy into yours. Again, loving energy, compassionate energy, wise energy. Feel their touch. And offer them gratitude for working on you today, healing you, cleansing you, purifying you today. When you are ready, all of the priestesses will take several steps back as they bow to you. You may come up off the table and bow to them in gratitude. They're all clapping as you walk by, and your original priestess who guided you there will take your hand and guide you all the way back to the gardens. She may find a flower for you and pick that flower to give to you. That flower is representative of your soul. Notice the color, notice the type. Smell the flower as well, and thank her for helping you today, for guiding you to this place. And again, take one last look around. Look at the colors, are they very vibrant? Look at the sky, is it daytime or night? Let's walk to the door and let's close the door behind us. And I'm gonna guide you down from 50 to 1, so let's begin our descent. 50. 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We're at the bottom. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale. Through the mouth, let's call our energy back into our body by saying your name three times. Deanna, Deanna, Deanna. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes, everybody. I really hope that was a great experience for you today. I hope it was a lot of fun. I really am curious about what you saw, what the priestesses looked like, what they sounded like, how the energy felt when they were sending healing light into you, what the purification process was, what the movement felt like, what the, if there was daytime, nighttime, full moon, moons, suns, all of that. I never know. So I'm very curious for you. And I hope this was a fun experience, and know that you can always go back to these spaces yourself to, you know, open your third eye, to keep growing. And I look forward to continuing this work with you as you guys do it. So whatever you do, don't give up. Don't stop. Don't only do half the class. Finish the class. And I promise it'll work for you. All right, everybody. Take care. See you soon.